Hello, and thank you for joining us for Rochester Speaks. I'm Austin Scott, and today I'm joined by Sarah Milko of Autism Up. Sarah, how are you?
Good, Austin. How are you?
I'm good. Can't complain. Well, you know, maybe about the weather, but other than that, everything's
right,
good.
Right.
Yeah, Sarah, tell us a little about yourself.
Sure. So I am the executive director of Autism Up. I'm very proud to be in that position. I'm a mother of three young adults. My middle child has autism, and that's really what's driven my participation in Autism Up. I feel pretty fortunate I've been able to turn my passion for autism into my profession.
Yeah, that's incredible. How long have you been with Autism Up?
I've been with Autism Up since 2004 when we started as a volunteer group. So it's been a long time. You know, we were just a volunteer-run organization for many years, and I've been more in my current professional capacity for the last 10 years.
Wow, that's incredible. Well, tell us about what Autism Up is. Tell us, what is the organization?
So we are a family-run organization, started back in 2004. And what happened was there were several moms who had toddlers who were recently diagnosed with autism, and miraculously, they found each other. Back then, this was way before email and internet and all of that stuff. It was really just starting to come to fruition. So it wasn't as easy to connect to people who didn't, you know, live in your neighborhood or you didn't run into at various schools. So this small group of moms started to connect in a local coffee shop just to talk about these new diagnoses that their children had received. And they started to talk about different interventions and what they could do to make their, you know, this path easier. Word got out, more moms started to show up, and the organization just grew from there. So originally, the organization just provided supports to family members who had children with autism. And as the organization grew and as the number of people started, joining in and coming to these meetings, we realized that there were many gaps in the current system and there weren't enough social and recreational programs and opportunities for our then little kids with autism. So we started to get into that, and we started in 2006 with some small social groups, and went from there. Currently, we are, we started with four moms in a coffee shop, and today we have over 3,000 members, family members, so full families in the greater Rochester area.
That's incredible. And is that just families who are involved in the program, or is that all the families that you serve as well?
Yes, it's all the families we serve. So it could be grandparents of a child who has autism, any type of family connection. We actually have a number of teachers that are members too, or professionals who are interested. But it's primarily families who have a loved one with autism.
Well, that's great. And so it's been almost 18 years, right? 2004 to 2022.
Yeah.
I'm sure a lot has changed in that time. How would you say the organization has changed since 2004?
Sure. I think our biggest change is the numbers. Secondly, we started off providing just programming maybe one night a week. We had a Lego Buddies group where we used to meet in a church basement, right, in the early days. And that was once a week. And then we started a collaborative summer camp program with the YMCA. And that was for 6 weeks in the summer. And, today we are now living at the newly built Golisano Autism Center that opened its doors in 2019. And we are running programs every day, 7 days a week for families.
Wow, that's incredible. What are the biggest challenges for Autism Up? I'm sure you guys have hit some speed bumps along the way.
Yeah, I think our biggest challenge has been making sure that programs are affordable, right? I mean, we families living with autism are strapped, they're stressed, and a lot of times to get the programmatic support that their loved ones need, it's expensive. We make sure that we hire highly qualified and motivated support coaches to help kids be successful in their programs, but it comes at a cost. We are a not-for-profit organization, and we fundraise year-round to make sure that we can keep our costs down and make it affordable for families. So I would say that's really our biggest challenge, especially during the pandemic the last 2 years, when throwing big fundraising events really just hasn't been in the cards, and that's impacted our bottom line.
So where can people go to hear about these fundraising events? Where if people want to help, if people want to donate, how can they find out about that?
Oh, yes, please. Excellent question. They can look at our website, autismup.org, and there's all sorts of opportunities on our website listed to donate and to get involved. And more importantly, if families want to go and look at that website, they will find a full comprehensive listing of all of our program and supports listed on there.
Cool. Is this entirely volunteer-based, or do you have employees? How does that work?
Oh, no. We do have employees now. We were volunteer for many, many years, as I had mentioned earlier. But in 2010, we started to take the steps to employ more individuals and become, an organization that hires the supports to work with the children in these programs. So now we have on average of about 25 support coaches who are mostly a lot of young college students who are preparing to be our next teachers, our next OTs, PTs, speech therapists, and they work in our classes with participants.
Okay. And OT and PT, I'm assuming that's therapy, but I'm not sure what.
Physical therapists and occupational therapists. A lot of individuals with autism have a lot of sensory-based issues that make it hard for them sometimes to participate. And we hire, our future therapists who are really skilled at helping individuals cope with those challenges and learn coping mechanisms to help them be successful in a group setting. And what that does is, as we like to think of a lot of our programs as almost like incubators, right, where individuals with autism can come and learn and practice these skills in a really safe and welcoming environment. But then, obviously, the idea is that they can transfer those skills to the community they live in.
What would you say is the most rewarding part for the families that Autism Up serves?
Oh, sure. I would say the most rewarding part is to be able to connect with other families who are living with autism and to feel like they can come to a place. It's a no-judgment zone. We're all in it together. And I think really the most important element is we provide hope, and we provide opportunities for the future. And I think what we do for families is we make them see that there are so many opportunities for their loved one in the future.
Excellent. So you've told us about how Autism Up started and where it came from, but where do you see it in 10 years?
Sure. One of our biggest programs that we're running right now, initiative, if you will, is called Full Life Academy. And what this is, it's an innovative, personalized, and flexible program for students who are 18 and older. What happens in the current system, so individuals with autism obviously are going to school, but once school is done, we kind of call that the proverbial cliff between ages 18 and 21, when individuals with autism lose all of those school supports. And they're not quite ready to enter into the work world or to go on to college. They need more, but there really hasn't been anything out there to provide them the skills they need to be successful in their community. So what we've launched is this unbelievable, innovative program. And I really feel like in 10 years, this program that will help young adults with autism will be looked at on a national level, I hope, as a really innovative and modern approach to helping young adults be successful in their community and workplace. So we're pretty excited about this program. There's really nothing like it anywhere else. And I think it's going to put autism up on the national map for how to really help individuals with autism, you know, open up their whole world and be successful in their community.
Okay, so what kind of classes could people expect at the Full Life Academy?
Full Life Academy, yeah. Well, it's really interesting. We've partnered with some local businesses and organizations to provide classes that are interesting and appealing to individuals, but also that teaches them the life skills they need to be successful in the community. So, for instance, two of my favorite classes are in partnership. One is with the Monroe County Sheriff's Office. And we have four sheriff's officers who come in once a week and teach a class on safety awareness. And they talk about, you know, the role of the police officer. They're getting to know some young people with autism. So it's kind of a two-way street, right? Officers are getting to know and understand what autism looks like. And individuals with autism are starting to get more, information about what the officers do on a daily basis. So that's a pretty cool program. We also have a class that we're running at the Seneca Park Zoo once a week, and that's where young adults are going to the zoo and really understanding the operations behind the zoo and what goes on to make the zoo a successful place, everything from the zookeepers to, you know, how the animals are fed, all the behind-the-scenes stuff that goes on there. In addition, we have a great partnership with Nazareth College, and they teach a class about navigating relationships, which sometimes for individuals with autism is challenging. So those are some of just a small sampling of some of our classes that we're really excited about.
Yeah, absolutely. Those sound better than some of the classes I took in college.
Right, exactly. I would like to take some of those. And it's funny, Austin, that you would mention college, because we've really set the schedule up to mirror a college academic setting. So individuals can pick, you know, three or four classes a day. They can pick one that they just take, you know, once a week. But you can set up the whole schedule. It's very similar to a college setting schedule.
Well, that's fantastic. Well, is there any fundraising events or any events coming up that people should know about?
Well, yep, we are just in the throes of planning an event on April 2nd. And you may or may not know that April 2nd is World Autism Day. And we are coming together with the Golisano Autism Center to launch kind of a re-grand opening, if you will, of the Golisano Autism Center, which is, excuse me, Autism Up's new home. So there'll be more information to come on that, but that's going to be our first in-person fundraising event that we've had since, I believe, April 2019. So we're pretty excited about that. Yeah, but there'll be opportunities in addition throughout the year that we always have listed on our website.
Very cool. Is there any social media, or is it all autismup.org?
Nope, we do have social media. We have a Facebook page. We have Instagram. We have Twitter. We've got it all. I should also mention we have a private Facebook page for families, and that really sees a lot of activities. And that's where families can join moms, dads, sisters, brothers, teachers, and talk about some of the challenges or some of the accomplishments that their loved ones are going through living with autism. But it's a great place for families to connect in a safe environment. We have found over the years that really your best resources are other parents. So this Facebook page in particular has been a great outlet for families.
Wow, that's excellent. Well, thank you for joining us today, Sarah.
Thanks for the opportunity. And I encourage anybody who, you know, if you have a recently diagnosed child with autism, or if you've never heard of us, which still blows my mind, and you have a young adult living with autism, please look us up, because we get it. And we're family members. Still to this day, our organization is run by moms who were involved at its inception. So we understand, and we're in it for the long haul. I mean, our long-term goal really is to provide services from the time an individual is diagnosed all the way through the lifespan. So please reach out, and we're here to support and help you along this path.
All right. Thank you. That's autismup.org and Autism Up on Facebook and Twitter, right?
You got it. Yes.
All right. Thank you so much.
Thanks for the time. I appreciate it. Thanks, Austin.